This is Ancient and Modern. We began this hour with the fanfare, The Eagle Has Two Heads, by Benjamin Britten, written in 1946 for Jean Cocteau's play of the same name. This is Ancient and Modern, WNHN's alt-classical program with Fred Portnoy, here on WNHN LP, 94.7 FM and WNHNFM.org. Around the same decade Stravinsky was composing his Rite of Spring, inspired by visions of pagan rites, British teacher and composer Gustav Holst, around 40 years old at the time, was introduced by a friend into the study of astrology, which he delved into quite deeply for a time, learning to cast horoscopes, something I admit to having dabbled in myself 4 or 5 decades ago. Each movement is intended to convey ideas and emotions associated with the influence of the planets on the psyche, not based on the Roman deities which gave their names to the planets. The world was about to be remade by the experience of the Great War. They didn't know at the time it would come to be known as World War I. And music was growing out of its 19th century romanticism. It was time for a breakout orchestral suite, one out of the English classical music tradition, to take its place beside Russian and European inspirations. Holst had recently heard a performance of Schoenberg conducting his 5 pieces for orchestra, and Holst's original working title for the planets was 7 pieces for large orchestra. The movements are Mars, the bringer of war, Venus, the bringer of peace, Mercury, the winged messenger, Jupiter, the bringer of jollity, Saturn, the bringer of old age, Uranus, the magician, and Neptune, the mystic. Now, Gustav Holst's The Planets. We are listening to The Planets by Gustav Holst on Ancient and Modern, WNHN's alt-classical program, here at WNHN LP, 94.7 FM in Concord, New Hampshire, and everywhere in stereo online at WNHNFM.org, on TuneIn, on Radio Garden, on Radio.net.
Thank you.
Otherwise known for bus manufacturing and drag racing, Saint-Eustache is an off-island suburb of Montreal in western Quebec, Canada, west of Montreal on the north shore of the Rivière des Mille Îles. Charles Dutoit brought the Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal to the late 18th century Saint-Eustache Cathedral in June 1986 to record The Planets, which we just heard. Music of Gustav Holst. Earlier this hour, we heard the fanfare The Eagle Has Two Heads by Benjamin Britten, who was a student of Gustav Holst. That's it for Ancient and Modern this week. I hope you can come back next Sunday morning at 10. I'm Fred Portnoy. Stay tuned for Bluegrass at 11.